You're listening to episode 904. Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm so honored you're here getting ready to meditate. Or maybe you're going about your day, or you might even be lying down getting ready to go to sleep. It's all good. I'm excited to share with you a walking meditation that you can do whether you're walking, or you can also do this meditation seated as always. I know it's not always easy to get out there and walk. The weather might not be so great. It might be too late or too early for you to be out walking. So you can do this meditation seated in your meditation space. But if you do so, I always encourage you to open the doors or a window just to let the elements in. Feel connected to your environment, your outside environment. We so often put a layer between ourselves and whatever's going on in our environment, especially the weather. So embrace the weather. If it's cold, just bundle up it there inside your house. If it's hot, just maybe have a fan going and enjoy the heat of the day. So I'm Mary Meckley, and I'm a meditation guide who shares a different meditation technique every single day on the podcast, and each technique is customized around a weekly theme. And our weekly theme for this week is an emergency pack of meditations that you can use in your times of greatest need. Now, this is the final episode in this 7-part emergency meditation series. In every episode, we've explored a different meditation technique that you can take with you as you meditate, or that you can do in an emergency. So, I also share with you full guided meditations over at my website at sipandom.com. That's sipandom.com. And there you can find 2 weeks of free meditations waiting for you. And you can receive daily meditations where I use these same techniques, plus a lot of additional perks. I use these techniques in a guided meditation, plus you also get a Facebook group. And you also get a journal and a slowdown guide that's customized for each week's specific theme. And it works out to about 50 cents a day for these customized guided meditations. So if you love to be guided in a meditation and you like the extra support of meditators, then head over to sipandom.com. So for today's technique that you can bring into your meditation or into your day, it's a walking meditation technique. And this is a technique to help you manage grief. And this technique underscores the importance of planning in advance for an emergency. Out of all the other episodes I've shared in this week's 7-part series, this episode to help you manage grief is perhaps the most pivotal, because grief, whether it's from a loss of a loved one or loss of maybe your own health or the loss of a job, or maybe you've moved and you're grieving the location where you used to live. Whatever it is, grief provokes so much sadness, and it can be difficult to even move forward. In fact, grief can lead to any of the other emergency type of situations we've explored throughout this week's series. So I want to share with you that when I was experiencing some grief from the loss of a loved one, I had prepared myself, just as I'm recommending for you, because as I keep mentioning, the time to prepare for an emergency is before it even happens, not when it happens. When an emergency happens, you're not usually in the frame of mind where you can sit down and think about what you even need to support yourself. So if you practice these techniques in advance and come up with a plan for yourself to how you would manage grief in your own life, you're going to find that you create a reference point that you fall back on when you are experiencing an emergency, and in this case, grief. I learned today's meditation technique from a book written about the Dalai Lama called The Art of Happiness. And this is a book where the Dalai Lama shares a lot about his life, how he cultivates happiness. And he recommended that you consider loved ones and people who are important in your life, and even things that are important to you, your job, your home, material possessions that mean a lot to you. If you can visualize losing those people or those things that are important to you before you ever experience this kind of a loss, this will help you to weather when these events actually do happen. And chances are they may not happen, but loss is a part of life. Fortunately, it doesn't happen so frequently usually, but when it does happen, it can be pervasive. It can linger with you for years, even for the rest of your life. You can remember that moment when you received the news that caused you so much grief. So to do this technique will help you to process this emotion of grief. So how you do the technique is, the Dalai Lama recommends that you visualize a loved one or something important in your life, and you visualize losing it. But before you do that, you visualize the person or the situation in its full essence. So I'll give you the example from my own life. I read this book a few months before my own mother died. And so there was nothing wrong with her. She was completely healthy, but a few months after doing this technique, she had a heart attack and she died. And so I was really grateful that I had this technique, that I had done this technique and prepared myself. Because when you lose a parent, it can be one of the biggest losses you'll experience. To continue with this example from my own life, I read the book about the Dalai Lama and his technique that he recommended to manage grief. And I did this technique with my loved ones and with the things that mean the most to me in my life. And of course, my mother is one of those people. And so I had visualized my mom in her full essence. She was an artist. She loved to paint the world around her as she saw it. And so I visualized her celebrating life, because she truly celebrated life. She brought so much joy to whatever she did. And so I visualized her celebrating and painting and cooking and bringing people together, and all those qualities that were very prominent about her life. And you can really shed some tears when you do this, and your heart can ache as if you already have lost the person when you do this technique. So fair warning on that. And then of course I visualized other loved ones, and I assigned a certain word or quality that represented their life. And so for my mom, it was celebrate. And a few months later, she died from a heart attack, and it was a shock, of course. It happened suddenly. It was a shock to all of us. She wasn't that old, but as you likely know, heart disease is the number one killer of both men and women in the country where I live, in the United States. And so when I heard the news, I immediately remembered what I had selected for her to represent her life, celebrate. And so I sat down and I meditated and I visualized her happy throughout her life. I kind of went through her whole life and celebrated with her as she was celebrating different moments in her life. And I just felt so much gratitude that I could be a part of her life in this way. And I have to say that although I was very upset that my mom had died and I missed her every day, I still do, I had this sense of gratefulness that she was my mom and gratitude for having her in my life. And to this day, when I think of her dying, I still think of celebrate. And I feel this warm, expansive feeling in my chest rather than this heart-wrenching despair that you can feel if you're experiencing grief. I felt hope. I felt happy inside. Of course, I still missed her and I was sad, but I felt so much better than I would have had I not known about this technique and prepared in advance for losing her. We don't like to think we'll lose a loved one, but it happens. We don't like to think about losing our health or our home or our jobs, whatever it may be that's important in your life, but these things do happen. We don't know exactly what the future holds or how it will all play out. What we can do is prepare ourselves to the best of our ability to manage these situations that have the potential to cause you to feel despair and no hope for your life. And I know people who, to this day, when they mention the loss of a loved one, they feel anger and bitterness and as though life has been unfair to them, and they feel such despair and depression. And that's such a shame, because the loved one they lost would surely not want them to feel that way. And when you think about your own life and all your unique abilities that you need to share with others so that they associate you with these beautiful qualities. And so I encourage you to do this meditation technique, considering loved ones and things that are very meaningful to you in your life. Consider how you would manage losing these things, these people. And this, as I mentioned, can take a little bit out of you, but it's very important. It's a beautiful way to prepare a tribute to those people who impact your life so much. I've so enjoyed sharing this emergency pack meditation series with you. Now go into your meditation and do this technique and meditate just to the point where you could go a little bit longer, always ending your meditation on a high note. And as always, you are so worth slowing down for.